الحمد لله الحمد لله المبتدئ بحمد نفسه قبل أن يحمده حامد الخالق للإنسان المنعم عليه بالإيمان المرسل رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم القرآن. قال الله عز وجل: ولكم نصف ما ترك أزواجكم إن لم يكن لهن ولد فإن كان لهن ولد فلكم الربع مما تركنا من بعد وصية يوصين بها أو دين ولهن الربع مما تركتم إن لم يكن لكم ولد فإن كان لكم ولد فلهن الثمن مما تركتم من بعد وصية توصون بها أو دين. صدق الله العظيم. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, just to recap quickly what we did so far. Thus far we've spoken about in the previous or at the start or in the previous verse, we've spoken about those competent inheritors who will inherit due to them having an affinity or link with the mayyit, with the deceased person through lineage. So namely, we're speaking here about your children and the parents, what the children will inherit and what the parents will inherit. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said when it came to the children, Allah says that for your son he will get a share that is equivalent to the share of two daughters. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says if there is one daughter, she will get half. And then Allah says if there's two or more daughters, then they will get two-thirds of the estate. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about the parents, and Allah gives three scenarios here. Scenario one, Allah says if the deceased person has children, then his parents, each parent will take one-sixth. If there's no children, then the mother will get one-third, and the balance of the estate will be given to the father rightfully. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said scenario three, if the deceased person has brothers and sisters, then they wouldn't inherit, but just because of their presence, they will, that will affect the share that will be given to the mother, and then she will be given one-sixth. Now in today's lesson, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking about those competent inheritors now who will inherit from this mayyit on account of them having an affinity with the mayyit or a link with the mayyit, with the deceased person through marriage. So here we speak here about now what the husband and wife will inherit from one another. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَكُمْ نِصْفُ مَا تَرَكَ أَزْوَاجُكُمْ إِن لَّمْ يَكُنْ لَهُنَّ وَلَدٌ. That supposedly your wife passes away, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here is addressing the husbands that what would you receive? So Allah says you will get half of the estate if she doesn't have any children from you or from any other spouse before you. So you will get half. And while Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the woman passing away first before her husband, this is because on account of sometimes maybe a person, as we know that al-rijalu qawwamuna 'ala an-nisa, that it is the right of the husband to look after his wife. Now because of maut coming upon your wife, so this nikah is now terminated. So what happens is sometimes the relatives or your in-laws, so they feel that because you are not maintaining this woman anymore, and nikah is now over and she's passed away, so there's no need for you to be given anything from her wealth. There's no need for you to be given anything now from her property. So this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that if this comes into the, if this is how they assume this to be, then this is zulam, then this is oppression against you, the husband. Because you lived with her, you will still inherit from her. So here you're inheriting because of the nikah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, وَلَكُمْ نِصْفُ مَا تَرَكَ أَزْوَاجُكُمْ, that supposedly your wife passes away, you will get half of the estate if you don't have any children. فَإِن كَانَ لَهُنَّ وَلَدٌ. But supposedly she has children, be it from you or from somebody else before you, then Allah says, فَلَكُمُ الرُّبُعُ مِمَّا تَرَكْنَا. Then you will get one-fourth of the estate. And Allah again says, مِن بَعْدِ وَصِيَّةِ يُوصِينَ بِهَا أَوْدَيْنَ. Then don't forget that distribution of this estate only happens after you consider the will of the mayyit up to one-third of her wealth, and after she pays off the debts that she's owing to people. So first you will pay, you will sort the will, one up to one-third of the wealth, you will give, you will be, whatever she has bequeathed, you will give from there up to one-third of that wealth, and then you will pay off her debts. And then Allah says, وَلَهُنَّ الرُّبُعُ مِمَّا تَرَكْتُمْ إِن لَّمْ يَكُنْ لَكُمْ وَلَدٌ. Now Allah speaks about how much they will get from you if you have to pass away. So Allah says, for your wives, they will get one-fourth of the estate, supposedly you don't have any children. So if you don't have any children, they will get 1/4. And remember, this is the same ruling with regards to having many wives. So say a person has 4 wives, then we will be, then it doesn't mean that we will give each wife 1/4. No, rather we will take from the entire estate 1/4 that will be given to four, allocated for the wives, and then the wives will equally share from that 1/4. The wives will equally share from that 1/4. So if he has 1 wife or 4 wives, they all will share equally from that 1/4 that will be given to them from this estate. So وَلَهُنَّ رُبُعُ مِمَّا تَرَكْتُمْ إِن لَّمْ يَكُن لَكُمْ وَلَدٌ. They will be given 1/4 of the estate if you don't have any children. So this is the first scenario. But if you have children, second scenario, فَإِنْ كَانَ لَكُمْ وَلَدٌ. If you have children, فَلَهُنَّ الثُّمُنُ مِمَّا تَرَكْتُمْ. Then they will be given 1/8. And again, the same thing applies here. It's immaterial whether you have 1 wife or 4 wives, but they all will share in that 1/8 that will be allocated for them. And then Allah says, مِنْ بَعْدِ وَصِيَّةٍ تُوْسُونَ بِهَا أَوْدٍ. Here we see this now probably came for the third time. Allah is reiterating the same message, that this entire distribution of this estate only occurs after wasiyat up to 1/3 of the mayit, after wasiyat of up to 1/3 of what the mayit has bequeathed gets done or gets executed, and after his debts are paid, then only there is this distribution of inheritance. Otherwise, it will be improper and incorrect to take away the monies of this mayit, and the mayit, you're not allowing him, you know, to sort and execute the wasiyah that he has made, or he's still owing people now. Other people are more entitled to this wealth that is owned by this mayit, but we are taking it away. So first we need to pay out his debts, and then a person can benefit from the inheritance that he receives.